Well, it is Wednesday. We're so glad that you're with us. It's midweek. It's what day?
Hump day. Middle of the week.
It's been that kind of week, but hey, TGI Hump Day, huh?
Put me on the air.
Yeah. Put me on the air.
Start spanking up the airwaves.
That's not true.
It's like my favorite show.
And welcome to the show.
It's showtime, baby.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday. It's Hump Day. Welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. It's kind of chilly out there. Not quite as cold as it was yesterday morning. 29 degrees right now. And how's everyone doing this morning?
Great. Super.
Has anybody been back into the coffee room?
No. Why? Is there something good in there?
No, it's great. We have a little coffee room, and it's got a refrigerator in it.
Yeah.
And so there's a note on the door of the refrigerator that says, this refrigerator will be cleaned out on Thursday, December the 13th. If anything not resembling food is found, it will be thrown away.
All right, now what can I put in there that doesn't resemble food?
Well, you won't have to. Because I thought, wow, I wonder what's in here. I opened it up. It's got stuff in there. It looks like it's been in there for months.
Really?
It's like the George Carlin bit. You look in, you can't tell if it's meat or it's cake.
Yeah, you're right.
It's meat cake.
Maybe we should play Should We Eat It?
Yeah.
Let's go into the fridge.
Yeah, let's get Wally.
Okay, big stuff coming up on the program today. We have plans to talk with the owner of the new pot shop that's going to open up, which is really a cool thing, so we'll talk about that. And we got, Christmas letters. Christmas letters. We got to talk about the Christmas letters today. Have you been receiving these? You know the ones we're talking about.
Yeah, they're fun, though. They're infuriating, but fun. I like them.
Yeah, right. if you get one and you, like, even if it's one from past years, it's like they're just so bad.
Over the top.
Call us and tell us about it, please.
We're totally anonymous.
After thinking about this, I'm a little upset that my parents never sent one out.
Really?
I guess we're just underachievers. Yeah,
underachievers, totally underachievers. Yeah, give us a call and share. You know, even if it's just like a line or two from the letter, the most over-the-top line in the Christmas letters you've received, the number you would be calling is 617-931-1057. Okay, are you familiar with the official Lorna Wally word of the day, anxiety?
No.
Okay, we're going to let you know what anxiety is this morning. And let me see, what's the nastiest thing in the restaurant? We'll bring that up for you this morning for those who will be eating out over the holidays.
Yes.
And what's coming up in dirty laundry at 7:45?
Well, who is going to replace Kathy Lee on the Today Show?
She's leaving?
She's leaving.
Wow.
I know. She wanted to leave a year ago, and I'll tell you what prevented her from doing so.
Chardonnay stock must have dropped yesterday.
I know.
Okay. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody. It's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Well, let's meet our player this morning. She is the owner of a janitorial business. It's called JC Janitorial, and she's from Lowell, Massachusetts. Her name is Jessica Costa.
She should clean up on this game.
She certainly should. Good morning, Jessica. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Well, are you feeling comfortable and ready to play this morning?
I'm feeling comfortable, yes.
Okay.
In this case,
I'm uncomfortable.
I want you to be very pay attention here. Your challenge, the gauntlet has been thrown down, and your challenge lying ahead is to defeat the evil Queen Quizzilla, also known as LBF.
Wow.
He will give you 10 rather difficult questions with a time frame of 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker in the background. If you come across a question you don't know the answer to, simply say pass. We'll move on. You get to the end, you got time left over, you come back, you pick it up, you get them all right, all 10 of them. We give you $1,000 and from Century Bank. You feeling good now?
Yes. I am.
You're ready to play? You're ready with the questions?
I'm ready.
Quizzilla? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 7 times 8?
56.
What animal's head appears at the top of the handle of Mary Poppins' umbrella?
Pass.
What amino acid in turkey makes you sleepy?
Tryptophan.
The Shenandoah Valley is located in which United States state?
Virginia.
What was John F. Kennedy's middle name?
Fitzgerald.
What was the name of Bill and Ted's rock band in the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Pass.
Havana is the capital of which country?
Cuba.
What kind of dog was Cujo in Stephen King's novel?
Pass.
On what soap opera did John Stamos play Blackie Parrish?
General Hospital.
How many toes does a pig have on each foot?
Pass.
What animal's head appears at the top of the handle of Mary Poppins' umbrella?
A parrot.
What was the name of Bill and Ted's rock band in the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Pass.
You were very strong. You had seven correct answers there.
And no wrong answers.
You just passed. Oh my God. Okay. Strong showing.
Let's go ahead and review and let her know exactly what she missed.
Okay, the name of Bill and Ted's rock band in the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Wild Stallions. The kind of dog Cujo was in Stephen King's novel was a St. Bernard. And a pig has four toes on each foot.
So, we have a fantastic consolation prize for you. A $100 gift card to make your holiday season extra special this year at Venezia, Boston's award-winning Italian restaurant. It's right on the water. You're going to love the place. It's not too late to book your holiday party at Venezia. So call today. For hours, menus, reservations, more, visit Venezia.com. And it's just really a fantastic place, and I think you're going to enjoy this. You know, you did a very, very good job this morning. And
I'm impressed.
Very proud.
Measured, calm.
Very, very, very calm.
And good at math, by the way.
Yes, yeah. Right off the bat.
Would you like to go ahead? Why don't you go ahead and plug your janitorial business here while we got you in the air?
JC Janitorial Service. I do house cleaning, office cleaning, and window cleaning in the Lowell area.
You do windows, too?
You do windows?
That's fantastic.
That's terrific. Good.
Hey, listen, and if they want to get a hold of you, got a website, got a phone number, something like that?
Phone number 978-256-6461.
Thank you very much for playing the game. Have yourself a fabulous day, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you to you guys. Merry Christmas to
everyone.
You. Love the show.
Hey, anybody else you want to try to play? You think you can win? You got to register first. Log on to WRR.com. Sign up and you can be playing and winning $1,000 in Century Bank.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it's time for your 620 Men from Maine. This Men from Maine is brought to you by Rockin' Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Rockin' Mortgage, simple. You can understand the details. Be sure you're getting the right mortgage. Visit RocketMortgage.com today. Licensed in all 50 states. Equal housing lender. NMLS number is 3030. And here we go. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus' 97-year-old grandfather, Enos, drops by to visit Doc Sider with a little problem when we hear...
Well, Enos, what seems to be your problem?
Well, Doc, I need you to lower my sex drive.
Lower your sex drive? Well, for God's sakes, Enos, you're 97 years old. Don't you think all this is just in your head?
Well, of course it's in my head. I just want you to lower it to below my belt.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Aren't the holidays great?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wonderful holiday season.
They are.
It's just fabulous. Everything's happy and bright and cheerful. And just everybody's having a wonderful time. You're doing all those little things you have to do to get ready for the holidays.
Twinkling lights.
Twinkling lights. You're right. You know, maybe a little fresh snow's down and then all of a sudden reality takes over.
Really?
And so what happened, Egg?
Well, so, you know, you want to reach out to friends. We do the family card. So my kid's 21 and 22 now. Still need to do the picture card. Of course, I do have a beautiful grandson, Harv, who's 14 months, so we want to share the joy.
Sure.
So my wife this year, she always does the cards, so she said to me, hey, can you do the cards this year? I said, well, you always do them, because I know that it's not going to meet her standard. She said, well, this is something you can do. Little
referring
dig.
To your injury,
because,
I assume,
you know,
yes,
you're
yes.
sitting around doing nothing since September.
Oh, boy. Yep.
So I go, oh, yeah, okay. But in my head, I know. She goes, make sure you pick out good pictures. And when you, I really want the good card stock. I don't want that thin card stock. Like, I like the heavy card stock.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
make sure
yeah.
you have the return address on the back of the, so you wouldn't
right,
have to,
yeah,
you don't
yeah,
have to write
yeah,
it in or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm like,
oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So she goes, yeah, like Walgreens or CVS or like, oh, Snapfish is a good one. I like Snapfish.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
a couple
okay.
other ones. Like, okay. I go on to Shutterfly. Ah, I see.
Yeah, so we use.
Wow,
yeah.
this
Shutterfly,
is easy.
They're good. Yeah.
This is easy. I'm doing it on my phone. I find what I think are four good pictures.
Sure.
I put them up there and I got the good card stock. I got the on the back. I got the return address on the back.
Got the checklist.
Right. I'm like, good. I'm good. I'm feeling so good about myself.
Right. Yeah.
And she had sent me a text the night before. Can you please do these ASAP tomorrow?
Right.
So we're not killing ourselves to get them out on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm feeling fantastic. That. It's about 12:30 in the afternoon. Zing. I send them. So I send my wife all extended. I send her a copy of the picture.
Right.
And then, and she said, how much were they? I said, $155.
Yeah.
What?
There are only 50 of them, right?
There were 50.
That's
$155.
Wow, that is a...
Oh, I know. You forgot to put in the promo code. I go, no. Oh, I know. I saved 55. I did put in the promo code.
Oh, my God.
The promo code was cheer. That was the promo code, by the way.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I do remember. And she said, well, I usually spend $60 to $70.
This is very typical man thing to do.
I'm figuring, I'm like, I have no idea how much she's paid in the past.
Right.
This seemed reasonable to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
I mean, stamps
That's
alone.
That's so interesting.
And it came with, instead of coming next week,
okay, like
I had
priority.
I paid
Bingo.
A little bit more to get them expedited, like she asked. The ASAP indicated to me
expedite.
Whatever it takes.
Yes, you yep. did all the right things, and yet it's still wrong.
So, $155. So I said, fine. I canceled the order. So I sent her the text back. I canceled the order. You what? You canceled the order? Why didn't you just ask them for a better deal?
Oh, my God.
I said, ask them for a better deal.
It's not like you're
Why don't you
to a person.
Do it? Oh. I've done it for the last 20 years.
Oh, boy.
I thought this was something you could handle.
Merry Christmas.
You know what we have for a card right now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero. You know...
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny K.
All right.
You know, maybe you need to send one of those Christmas letters out.
Yeah.
Instead.
You had a lot happen.
Yeah, right. It'd be a really short one, though.
Okay. No, you know the letters I'm talking about.
Yeah, those Christmas letters. You know, they are the year-end review, and you get them, and they're long-winded and usually obnoxious and humble-braggy. And if you get one of those, give us a call, 617-931-1057, and then we share a little snippet of it because... You know, they're obnoxious, but they're fun to make fun of.
I hate them like unbelievable. Just white heat hate on those.
Okay. Wow, okay.
So, yeah, give us a call and share those Christmas letters again, you know, from those relatives.
Share your treasured memories.
Yes, please. 617-931-1057 right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, here's the deal. Yesterday, at this time, you may recall... that we had the report on the problems they were having with the beavers in Framingham. Okay.
Yes.
Today, we must go from the beavers to the bears because the Burlington Bear. Everybody's familiar with the Burlington Bear now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So.
It has a social media presence.
Go figure. The Burlington Bear is on social media now. It's an amazing story. So what's the latest on the Burlington Bear?
Well, he's been loading up on calories in dumpsters behind businesses along the Middlesex Turnpike in Burlington. And I guess they was recently seen at the AMC Theater, and then when we went to the Bear's Twitter, it said, second night in a row that I'm trying to get into AMC Theaters to see Wreck-It Ralph. Maybe I'll just sift through their dumpster instead.
For the popcorn.
Apparently it's a smart bear because he was spotted behind the Barnes & Noble, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, smarter than the average bear.
He's been near, this really, a very smart bear. Wegmans and likes Buffalo Wild Wings because it was spotted outside there. Anyway, so it's like, I mean... I don't know. This didn't happen 10 years ago. Did you see bears in Burlington or even like suburbs?
Yeah, there's bears around.
Yeah.
That Barnes & Noble is about 200 yards from Route 128. I don't recall a lot of bears inside of 128, and that's what bothers me.
That's what I think.
Once they cross that threshold.
Yeah, and,
495, sure.
Right.
Yeah, and Burlington police are reminding you to stay away from the bear.
Yeah,
who
really,
would ever like, go near the bear?
This is a no-brainer. One would think.
Do you need a hug?
Yeah.
And I like the way they're reporting this. Someone reporting to be the bear is on. We thought it was really the bear posting this stuff.
Someone purporting to be the bear posted on Twitter. Nope, it's actually the bear.
If you encounter the bear, don't run. Look it in the eye because it's a black bear.
Sure,
and try to make loud noises. And act large.
And
right.
You look as big as you possibly can.
Right. With a black bear, you don't play dead.
Right.
That's the
Because then they'll eat you.
That's, yeah.
Oh, really?
They'll come after you.
If you think
you know that some dummy is going to see it and be like, oh, let me just get a quick bear selfie.
Oh, yeah.
You know somebody's going to try coming out with their shopping bags. Don't be a dummy.
Okay, okay, so down. There's your update.
That
on
would
the
make
bear
for an awful story. Christmas okay. letter, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
The bear ate my, the dingo. No, never mind. Okay, so listen, let's go ahead. Speaking of bears, the Bruins.
Wow, Bruins trailed 2-0 after the first period, but Brad Marchand scored twice during a 4-goal explosion in the second for the Bees. They come back and they beat the Coyotes 4-3 at the Garden last night. Celts have won 7 straight. They play in D.C. against the Wizards tonight. And at baseball's winter meetings, Alex Cora announced Andrew Benintendi will now move to the leadoff spot. MVP Mookie Betts will bat second. 63 days until pitchers and catchers report to spring training. Yeah, sports boy. Brought to you by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, 63 days. Amazing. 105.7 WR. Okay, we want you to share your Christmas letters with us. Yeah, those letters. You know, the brag letters. Give us a call, 617-931-1057. You know, not the whole thing, just the most obnoxious thing in the letter. Okay?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, those dreaded Christmas letters. Have you received yours yet?
I don't know if they're dreaded. Here's the thing, because they can be obnoxious, but I really want to be the recipient of more.
Yeah.
Because they're entertaining. It would be fun and entertaining. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're good, but a lot of the times they're a little humble braggy.
I know someone who sends a Christmas card to a person just to make sure they stay on their obnoxious Christmas card, a Christmas letter list, because it's just like amazing.
What are the holidays? Without making fun of somebody.
Yeah,
true.
So,
yeah.
And you want people, you want to see their good things that happen in their lives.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it does make you feel bad about your terrible
brag,
year.
Like,
but that's
see, some of the failures is pretty good,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
But,
you know, but we had a couple of examples of people, so, you know, about things they've gotten and the things that were revealed.
Right, yeah.
One woman said, we got one last year, a neighbor told us about how her husband was unfaithful to her and information regarding his partner. It gave specifics that would have given an adult rating, and she proceeded to tell us they were getting a divorce and that she'd already had, no, she's had recent gastric bypass and gave us info on that and how much weight she lost. That covers a lot of things.
That's a lot
that
of territory.
You shouldn't do in a Christmas letter, which I'm going to tell you in a moment.
Okay.
The other one was, we heard that a halfway house for sex offenders was opening in the Sender's neighborhood. There's that.
Okay, that's good. Good news. Good news.
And then there's
okay.
this, you know, and this is kind of typical when people get angry about it. We got a letter from a niece who bragged about her $450,000 starter home she got for a stunning $390,000 home. And then it was a blow for her kids who were struggling to get a townhouse or just to pay the rent. And then she sent a follow-up letter saying she was going to get $1 million-plus home. That's not good.
Yeah, and like the humble brag one I got last year from some people who said, you know, and it's so humble because we feel so blessed that the entire family, extended family, was able to spend the month in Tahiti.
Oh, yeah, Don't keep that. Yeah, keep that to yourself.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know? Right. All right, so I have some tips on what you shouldn't do when you're writing.
What not to do.
Okay,
yeah,
what not to do in your Christmas letter.
So if you just
letter,
keep
okay,
these five things in mind, you'll be okay.
All right.
Hey, look how much money we have. Don't do that.
Yeah, like that house lady.
Yes, exactly. Like the new car, the 5 vacations, don't do it. Bragging about your kids. Now, there's one thing to say, like, what the kids are up to, but don't say that, like, the GPA or, like, you know, that they've moved into this million-dollar mansion.
Yep.
Gory health details and too much information. I don't need to expound on that.
No colonoscopy pictures then?
No.
Colonoscopy pictures. Oh, no, that's good.
Don't rely on autocorrect because you're going to be embarrassed. And finally, do not write in the voice of your pet.
Oh, my God. like if our dog, Frankie, you know, like,
well, I spend a lot of time sitting in the window and looking at myself. Merry Christmas. Oh, thank you.
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
By the way, Stevie Nicks finished number 2 in the voting from the fans, fan voting for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is going to be announced tomorrow morning, the new class of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She finished number 2 to Def Leppard.
Right.
Pretty much a lock on that whole thing here. Okay, is everybody ready for your Men for Maine 720 edition here this morning?
Sure.
It's brought to you by Lesley University. Graduate with the skills to make an impact. Complete your degree online. Lesley University will help you get where you want to go. Learn more at online.lesley.edu. And here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Little Leafus Jr. is in school sitting in English class when we hear from his teacher.
All right, class, Can anyone in this room use the word beautiful in a sentence?
Immediately, Little Ephus Jr. shoots his hand in the air, and we hear...
Miss Landers, I think I can.
All right, Little Ephus, use the word beautiful in a sentence.
Okay. Last night at the supper table, my mother told my father that she thinks she might be pregnant, and my father said, oh, beautiful, just beautiful.
Very good,
Lenita. Join us again on another thrilling episode of the Exciting Adventures of Man from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's about that time, ladies and gentlemen.
The Wheel of Meat, you'll win a treat, something to eat made out of meat. The Wheel of Meat, you'll win a treat, something to eat made out of meat. The Wheel of Meat, you'll win a treat, something to eat made out of meat. The Wheel of Meat, you'll win a treat, something to eat made out of meat. Now throw it on some heat, then you'll get to eat what you win from the Wheel of Meat. Lauren, Lauren, Wally, Lauren, Wally. Lauren, Lauren, Wally, Lauren, Wally. The Wheel of Meat, you'll win a treat, something to eat made out of meat.
It is time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
For the Wheel of Meat, right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is always exciting because we have a spinner standing by on the line this morning. The spinner's name is Mary Glynn. She hails from West Roxbury, Massachusetts. Good morning, Mary. How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you. Lifetime, lifelong dream come true, spinning the Wheel of Meat, right, Mary?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I can tell. How big a family you got?
I have two kids.
Two kids, okay. Great. I hope you win a lot of meat this morning. Now,
thank you very much.
Okay, now Cody is over here, and we're spinning for the meat from McKinnon's. Now, by the way, it's time to order your holiday roast from McKinnon's. McKinnon's best Angus prime rib, tenderloin roast, sirloin holiday roast. Tasty, tender, customer cut to order. Great locations in Everett, Danvers, Salem, New Hampshire, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Okay, now Cody is going to spin the wheel when you tell him to. You're going to say like 3, 2, 1. He'll give it a big spin. We'll see where you land on the Wheel of Meat. And by the way, some of the items on the wheel... 14-pound pot roast, 20 pounds of Italian sausage, 25-pound boneless pork roast, 11 pounds of mini beef meatloafs, 10 pounds of top round medallions. I mean, the list just goes on and on. It's a big wheel. So you go ahead, say 3, 2, 1, spin, and we'll fire it off, okay?
All right. 3, 2, 1, spin.
Oh, it's a good spin,
good
too.
One.
Excellent,
good
excellent
one.
Spin. Oh. Excellent. Very strong spin. Boy. And where are we at? What do we got there, Cody?
10 pounds of top round medallions.
Oh, wow. 10 pounds of medallions for Mary Glynn from West Roxbury, Massachusetts. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you enjoy the holiday meat, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at WROR.
Same to all of you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Okay, now
bye-bye.
You hold the line. Don't go away. We'll be right with you. Get all your information here. Hank's going to check the commute in a minute. We got coming up, we got the Dirty Laundry Report. What are we covering today in Dirty Laundry?
Kathy Lee is quitting the Today Show. She wanted to leave a year ago, but this prevented it.
We'll this prevented
that
it?
Next.
Okay.
Okay, Kathy Lee is gone. We're going to talk about celebrating sobriety, another royal departure. But first, the Kathy Lee story. And by the way, Dirty Laundry is brought to you by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center. She announced yesterday on the Today Show that she will not be back after April of next year. And you want to hear it? It got emotional. Here's what she and Hoda were talking about.
We do life together, and nobody more so than my Hoda, who will, it's going to happen the same way it did with Regis. You know, when I left Regis, it was hard, but I'm closer to him now than we were after 15 years together. So I love you, Hoda Mama. You know, you're just so special, Hoda. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The minute you stepped into my life with both feet,
I'm getting cried.
Everything changed. Like I thought about it. I knew today was happening, but
But you might just want to leave it there, Jared. It's going to be that kind of day.
Those are tissues.
Nobody else needs it, I see.
Here, take a tissue. Got it. Thank you.
Maybe they just ran out of wine.
They ran out of wine. They probably had a little bit. They got really, really, really emotional
get
on
over
TV.
It.
And, well, I mean, they're friends, and they've been doing it for 11 years.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you remember when you cried when Wally left?
Yeah, remember that?
It was brutal.
Exactly. For all Let's of us. Think about being empathetic.
Yes.
Okay? Empathy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Haven't heard from him
job.
In a while, have we?
Good job. So but the reason, this is interesting, first of all, the reason she's leaving is to concentrate on her movie career.
Huh? What?
Yeah, exactly. Apparently she took a couple of weeks
off. She has a movie career?
Yes, she took a couple of weeks off last summer to film a movie that she wrote in Scotland. I don't know what happened to it, but whatever. Also, she wanted to leave a year ago, but the Today executives begged her to stay because of the Matt Lauer debacle
and how Megyn Kelly
was not doing well in the ratings either. And the person who's probably going to take over is Jenna Bush. Hager. She fills in for her.
Joyce fills in for her,
yeah,
right?
George W.'s daughter.
Yeah.
And so that's what's happening on the Today Show. They were fun. They brought day drinking to a whole new level.
They certainly
level.
Did.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of drinking, Charlie Sheen, 1 year of sobriety.
No
kidding. His medallion on Twitter. He had been sober for 10 years, but then relapsed. But this is great. And I think that's so good for him. You can change your life. You can change your life if you want to. And then finally, I have some more royal news. Another departure from the Meghan Markle camp.
Oh, boy.
This one.
A lot of
personnel change. Yes. So there's rumors that she's difficult, but I don't want to
spread the rumor.
I don't want to spread that rumor.
Right, of course you
I just
don't.
Feel
of
like this might be an actually legit thing. Samantha Cohen, the personal secretary to Meghan and Harry, is quitting. She will leave after the birth of her child. She spent 17 years working for the royal family. This will be her third child. She's 50. So I feel like maybe she's tired. And she's going to have a
three
baby.
Three kids working for the royals. Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, and she's, you know, so I guess that, and now rumors are, you know, spreading that Meghan Markle is difficult to work with and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I've never met her. So there's that.
Okay, thank you very much.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here from WROR. And we have a player on the line with us this morning named Margaret Gray. She's from Ockham, Massachusetts. So, Margaret, may I be the first to say, where in the hell is Ockham, Massachusetts?
Ockham is in Central Mass.
In Central Mass.
Okay. Is it near Spencer?
Near Spencer, yes.
Near Spencer, really? Okay.
I fell asleep on a date in Spencer once. That's really a whole different story.
Must have been a pretty good date. Okay.
Wow.
So you know that this is now, Margaret, do you listen to Win a Grand in 60 Seconds on a regular basis?
Every morning.
Every morning.
Way to work.
Okay. How do you usually do?
Sometimes not too bad. There's been a couple of times I've hit 10, when it counted.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Well, now it counts today. And
it
I know that you're probably saying, and by the way, what do you do for a living anyway?
Human resources and payroll manager.
I understand.
Oh, you have to deal with people and money.
People and money.
I know, tough combination. I know you're probably saying right now to yourself, hey, Lauren, knock off the idle chit-chat. Let's get to the beef of the matter here.
You no, that's win what a, you say to
you
me
wanna
every day.
You want to win $1,000 in 60 seconds, right?
I do.
Okay. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You give us 10 correct answers. Without running out of time, we give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Remember, at any time you can say pass, but don't let the time run out. We'll come back and pick them up at the end. You get them all right, so good luck. Are you ready to play?
I am as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's the capital of Massachusetts?
Boston.
What part of the eye gives it its color?
Iris.
Who voiced Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Tim Allen.
Who wrote The Old Man and the Sea?
Hemingway.
What holiday is celebrated with an aluminum pole, an airing of grievances, and feats of strength?
Pass.
Whidbey Island is the largest island in what state?
Repeat that?
Whidbey Island is the largest island in what state?
Pass.
Which state was Jimmy Carter governor of before he became president?
Georgia.
What is a group of oxen known as?
Yeah.
The dude from The Big Lebowski liked to drink what?
White Russian.
In the nursery rhyme, who put Humpty Dumpty together again?
All the king's horses and all the king's men did not put him back together again.
What holiday is celebrated with an aluminum pole, an airing of grievances, and feats of strength?
May Day?
Whidbey Island is the largest island in what state?
Oh my gosh.
You
were absolutely fabulous.
You were really good.
Seven correct, one wrong, and a couple of passes.
First of all, I always have a question where when the person answers it, I slightly fall in love with them. This one would be the dude of the Big Lebowski like to drink wet, and the fact that you knew that makes me like you so much.
And the kicker is I've never seen the movie.
That makes it even better. Okay, the holiday that's celebrated with an aluminum pole, an airing of grievances and feats of strength. If you've watched Seinfeld, it's Festivus.
Festivus!
Yes.
I had a lot of problems with you people.
Whidbey Island is the largest island in Washington State. A group of oxen is known as a yoke. And I know that was great. The last one that you said, the nursery rhyme, Who Put Humpty Dumpty Together Again?
You were correct.
You were correct. No one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, got a consolation prize for you. A really good consolation prize. $100 gift card to make your holiday season extra special this year at Venezia, Boston's award-winning Italian restaurant that's on the water. A special holiday menu featuring fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. For hours, menus, reservations, and more, visit Venezia.com. Thank you for playing the game today.
It's in Dorchester, so you're going to have to leave, like, tomorrow to get there for the weekend.
Have a great day today. Thanks for playing. Thanks for being a member of the nation. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. Anybody else, you think you got what it takes to play? Come on. Log on. Sign up. WRR.com. Coming up next, right here, the Lorna Whitey Morning Show.
The Secret Santa. The office, it makes you crazy.
Yep.
I've got an app that's going to make it easy.
Really?
Oh, you have no idea. It's amazing. I can't believe I found it, and I'm so psyched.
Okay, Simplify Secret Santa is next.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, here come the holidays. And sometimes technology can be very, very helpful, but sometimes technology can be very, very bad. For example, there's a scam going around now on Facebook called the Secret Sister Gift Exchange. Don't fall for that.
Okay.
Now, sometimes technology can be very good around the holidays.
Yes.
Now, we have an example of that
Secret
as well.
Secret Santa saved. Now, you know when you're in the office, you have a group of people, and they're like, hey, let's do a Secret Santa so we don't have to buy little gifts for each other.
Right,
the people. You just boil it down to one person per person.
We do that in our, like,
in your family.
My in-laws, we all do that, too.
I say office people because, but you said that you have this problem. Sometimes you don't know what people want, you know, or what they already have.
Precisely.
You know? Yeah. So you just end up giving them a gift certificate, and it's like, whatever. It's just an exchange of cash. Well, there's this new app called Elfster, and it's amazing. It's a Secret Santa generator. What you do is you basically enter your information, and then you can name your gift exchange, set an RSVP, maximum gift value, select if you're participating or just organizing, and then it takes 3 minutes. You send invitations to the people who are on your list, like your family members or your,
co-workers.
And then they set it up where you just enter the names, and then the generator picks people. You never get your spouse, or you never get, important.
Yep.
And then it sends you a notification that says your Secret Santa is Brian Bell, and then you click on it, and Brian Bell has, picked out 3 or 4 things on Amazon under the price tag, which is, $25 and under, and then you
just pick
one of those, so it's kind of a surprise, because there's some to choose from, and then you're done.
That's kind of
great. Isn't that amazing?
Okay, that's pretty simple.
It's so great. I love this, because, sometimes you can't get together to draw the names out of a hat, or all that stuff.
Although, don't you? It's always fun, though, if you pull your own name, then you can just go buy something for yourself.
That's probably nice.
Oh, that's great. You don't put it back?
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
You ever see get involved in a Secret Santa thing at work where somebody bought an inappropriate gift for other people?
I haven't seen that.
I've seen that happen one time.
What did you get them?
It was great. loved every second of it.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
Happy holiday. Okay, a lot of holiday parties going on this time of the year. A lot of, a lot of drinking going on. A lot of bad choices. That could lead us directly to the new Lorne and Wally word of the day today, which is anxiety, spelled H-A-N-Z, and anxiety.
Yeah.
Anxiety. Okay, so would you please explain, in case you're not familiar with this term, what is the definition of anxiety?
Anxiety is the feeling you get the day after you've been really drunk someplace.
So it's basically the anxiety caused by a hangover.
Or yes.
During a hangover.
Yes, exactly. As I like to call it, I call it the oh no's. Because usually what happens is you wake up and the first thing you do is you say to yourself, oh no.
What did I do last
night? No, sometimes you know exactly what you did.
Really?
It's worse when you don't.
Yep, that's really bad.
That's really bad.
Then you have to piece it together.
Yes, exactly.
It's like that movie about
Hangover. Remember the Hangover
that's
movie?
That was the one.
No, yeah. I think it like Memento, where it's tattoos.
Where did I get this tattoo?
Really?
Yeah, so it's a real thing. And, I mean, obviously it's caused by the behavior, but there's also some sort of... you know, alcohol is a depressant, which actually can cause anxiety. It's like a legit thing. So
it's twofold.
Well, it is a little bit. Like, it's just that's what happens. So, try not to do that.
I think I have anxiety about my 20s.
Yeah, and I think that's...
Okay, that goes back a little bit too far.
You can have anxiety about things that happened long, long ago. It's like a delayed anxiety. Yeah.
Really?
I'm thinking right now. Incident, UMass.
Let's not really go there.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.